This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. The Federal Aviation Administration warned airports that if budget talks in Washington fail, it will be forced to close several air traffic control towers, including the tower at Columbia Regional Airport. Columbia's air traffic control tower would be one of 168 across the country to be affected. If the control tower closes, Columbia Public Works Representative Steven Sapp says the airport will rely on communication with traffic control in Springfield for landings and departures.
Really, what this means is that we don't have anybody with boots on the ground here that's standing in a tower watching the traffic take place.
Sapp says the closure is not certain, and the airport has not received an official notice on a closure date yet. However, the sequestration would also include cuts to TSA members, which could cause longer lines at the airport. For now, the air traffic control tower at Columbia Regional Airport remains open. Sapp emphasizes that travelers should not have concerns about safety when flying out of the airport. A special panel created by Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander released its recommendations concerning absentee and early voting this week. Currently, Missouri voters are only permitted to mail in ballots if they meet certain conditions, like a disability or being out of the state on election day. Kander's bipartisan commission wants to get rid of these restrictions. The panel also recommends requiring all local election authorities to establish one location where voters can cast ballots in person up to 6 weeks early. For presidential elections, the panel also suggests having an additional polling place for early voting in highly populated areas. A free downtown bus route is now ready to serve true-false attendees in snow-covered Columbia. Columbia Public Information Specialist Steven Sapp says a special FastCat bus route is running in a loop connecting all true-false venues throughout the four-day festival.
Every 10 minutes you can catch a bus at one of almost a dozen different stops that are specially signed, or you can simply flag the FastCat bus that's running the true-false route down no matter where you're at, and it will take you to whichever venue you wish to go to.
Sapp says the FastCat starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 1:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday and 9 p.m. on Sunday. People can go to the FastCat website or download a mobile app to track the bus. Sapp says snow is no longer a large concern since downtown streets and parking garages are now cleared. True-False volunteers with some assistance from the City of Columbia are clearing the alleyways at each venue, especially Alley A, where they expect the most traffic. The Missouri House approved legislation allowing more hydroelectric power to count toward the state's renewable energy requirement. A 2008 law approved by voters requires investor-owned utilities to use renewable energy sources for gradually increasing amounts of their electricity generation. That law restricted how hydroelectric power could count toward the requirement. The current House bill would allow all hydroelectric power produced in Missouri or owned by a Missouri power company to start counting in 2018. Beginning in 2021, hydroelectric power generated elsewhere could also count. The bill cleared the House Thursday on a vote of 95-46 and now goes to the Senate. Sponsors of the 2008 ballot measure criticized the bill, saying it would reverse possible economic development benefits from the law. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed Robert Kenney of St. Louis to head the Missouri Public Service Commission. Kenney has served on the Regulatory Commission since 2009. As chairman, he replaces Kevin Gunn, who announced in January he would resign from the PSC effective today. The Public Service Commission regulates investor-owned utilities providing electricity, natural gas, water, sewer, and telephone services. Governors appoint members of the five-member commission and the chairman. Kenney is an attorney, and before joining the PSC, he was chief of staff for Attorney General Chris Koster. Through Sunday, many of Columbia's buildings will be turned into movie theaters for dozens of documentary screenings. True False Film Festival estimates more than 37,000 people will fill venues like Missouri United Methodist Church. Festival volunteers transform the church's multipurpose room into a 380-seat theater. Joanna Lee is the event and volunteer coordinator at Missouri United Methodist. She says the church will see more than 4,500 people coming into their building.
We have 12 screenings scheduled in the theater. They anticipate at least 300 people will be here for each one of those screenings. And, of course, some of them they'll max out and have to turn people away.
Lee says the festival will not interrupt normal Sunday services because those are held in a different part of the building. Legislation in the Missouri House would permanently adopt daylight savings time as the new standard time, but only if 20 other states also agree to do so. Marshall Griffin explains.
The bill would create a pact with other states to, quote, eliminate daylight savings time by renaming it the new standard time. And once 20 or more states join the pact, they'll spring forward 1 hour and permanently remain there. It's sponsored by GOP House member Dellis Johnson of St. Joseph.
The only question I had on this are that children are going to be at bus stops in the dark. The majority of accidents that have occurred at bus stops occur in the daytime between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Johnson says having an extra hour of afternoon sunlight year-round would also spur more economic activity. The bill faces a House committee vote next week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.